There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world and then doing something about it. Yeah, that's kind of the hard part, isn't it? Yeah, we can all care and say we care and talk about caring, but it's those that do something like Kevin Phillips, and I want to thank him for having gone and been willing to go to Kent Hovind's trial. And this is a major, major case, and it appears that there are some Christian presidential candidates who are being blasted for not having taken a position on this, but we'll leave that for now. A court has overturned an $85 million award for Oregon soldiers. I can't believe this. The Ninth Circuit overturned this $85 million jury award to a dozen Oregon National Guard soldiers who were sickened from guarding a water treatment plant during the Iraq War. The military contractor, Kellogg Brown and Root, there you go, successfully argued that Oregon was not the proper jurisdiction for the case. Anything to get out of paying for what they owe. Not the proper jurisdiction. KBR is in Houston. It's a Houston-based company. And the soldiers were from Indiana, West Virginia, and South Carolina. Anyway, there are pending cases in federal court there. Amazing. Amazing. Nope, don't take care of those soldiers. Send them over there, make them ill, create the problems, send them home, and kick them to the side of the curb. Five major banks to plead guilty to rigging currency markets. I'm going to leave this story alone, and I'm going to let Joseph Meyer talk to us. This is from Information Clearinghouse. Five major banks to plead guilty to rigging currency markets. Also, the Chinese government has invested $81 billion in the U.S. in the last 10 years. Wonder what their goal is. And a billionaire oil CEO demands scientists are terminated after the Oklahoma quake study. Unbelievable. Despite his protestations recently that I don't try to push anyone around, well, they're going to fire the guys that said there's a problem. 3.8 million in grants from the USDA to develop and promote nanotechnology in food. Danger, red flag. We got all the money in the world to do those kinds of things, you understand. And did you know there's a little 3D printed robot now that can crack combination locks in 30 seconds? On Thursday, well-known hacker Sammy Kamkar published on his website the blueprint and software code for 3D printable robot that he calls Combo Breaker. And you attach it to any of the millions of master lock combination locks, turn it on, and voila, a minimum of 5 minutes. No human interaction. Now, this is creepy stuff, ladies and gentlemen, really creepy stuff, and a good reason not to use a master lock security item. Feds pay for drug fraud. 92% of foster care kids prescribed antipsychotics for unacceptable uses. Now, explain to me why the government would be doing that. By design to medicate these children, 92% of foster kids are getting these unapproved uses of drugs. And there's a very important article. I don't have time to go into it right now. Why synthetic vitamins should be avoided whenever possible. That's things like retinol palmitate or retinol palmitate, vitamin A. There are a number of items that we should not use that are synthetic vitamins. And also, six little known reasons to eat cantaloupe this season in the email blast in the Power Hour news section. Go to thepowerhour.com, go to the news section, or take the email blast. It'll come to you every day, no charge. Incredible information. Thank you, Catherine. We'll be back with Mr. Joseph Meyer after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, wanting to know the truth and not the agenda that many of the cable networks seem to keep putting down our throats every single day. I got to say, just during the weekend, if you watched the story about ISIS, you saw another graphic scene. And I'm talking about as in graphics, like in cartoon characters, as to what really happened when they took down that ISIS leader. Really? Don't you think maybe there's some technology in the military that's, you know, one thing above cartoons to show the people? Because we are so stupid, we can probably relate to a cartoon. Oh, that just drives me up a wall, ladies and gentlemen, when they tell you that all of the cameras went out at the same time. And unfortunately, we can't show you what happened. But here's a cute little cartoon. Anyway, welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you very much for caring more about what goes on than just listening to the pablum that they want you to listen to. We're going to be talking this hour to Joseph Meyer, president of Meyer and Associates. That's M-E-Y-E-R. Website Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R-A-S-S-O-C.com. He is a 42-year Wall Street veteran, president of Meyer and Associates, editor of the Macroeconomic and Financial Newsletter, straight money analysis. He's appeared on Coast to Coast, ABC, NBC, CBS, quoted in Foreign Policy Magazine and Forbes. He's also a securities law expert witness and an arbitrator mediator with the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. FINRA, which is that name, FINRA is Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is the largest independent regulator of securities firms doing business in the U.S. He also has a website for the newsletter, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Thank you so much, Mr. Meyer, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Good morning, Joyce. Thank you in the Power Hour for having me this morning. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience.
Well, thank you so very much. There's so much going on and so much that appears to be manipulated in the markets. And I'd like to spend some time talking about market manipulation. But the one story I wanted to get to first that was in our news headline is five major banks to plead guilty to rigging currency markets. Now, is this not kind of what you're involved with as a mediator with the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority? Is there any, I mean, do you know about this case and these five banks?
Well, you know, I've been an arbitrator mediator with both the New York Stock Exchange and FINRA since 1995. I still mediate cases for FINRA, and I basically get involved in claims pertaining to public customers as they would certainly, again, pertain to brokerage firms and or banks. But as you know, Joyce, we no longer have markets. We have manipulated markets, and it's been going on for quite some time, and I think it will go on probably into the foreseeable future.
But how can banks get away with this? When most of us, if we lose one IRS receipt, you know, we're paying for it. But these five major banks are going to plead guilty to rigging currency markets. These five major banks, it appears now, are raking in billions of dollars at the expense of retirees, university endowments, and municipalities. And Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Royal Bank of Scotland, Barclays, and UBS are going to plead guilty to felony fraud, antitrust charges, and they'll probably go on down the street and have a party and celebrate. I mean, what is going on when this is allowed to happen in this country, and yet the little people are taken into court for any kind of violation of anything that they may or may not have done?
Well, you know, I've said many times, if you don't have a plan, you're not going to survive this coming collapse. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And it's important now that people have good information and understand what's really going on and prepare for what I've said many times. I believe there's some very tough times ahead of us, Joyce.
Okay, we'll get to that, but and we definitely want to get to the planning. But talk to us about this case with these major banks now pleading guilty to rigging currency markets. What does that mean, to rig a currency market?
Well, you have intervention into these markets at various times, and as you know, the dollar has been under pressure now for quite some time. And we've seen the central banks, as I'm sure you'll agree, pump unprecedented liquidity into these markets and continue to do so. So the economic sands globally, as I said many times, continue to shift, and I think they'll continue to shift even more. That's the reason why I think we continue to see the violence around the world and certainly the escalation of conflicts. And at some point, you know, you have to say to yourself, where does this end? You know, you talked briefly earlier in the broadcast about ISIS. You know, I've got to tell you, I think the Middle East has lost, Joyce. That's one man's opinion, but I think it's over and done.
Well, I don't think that ISIS is the real deal because, it can be documented now that the United States has been supporting ISIS, funding ISIS, creating ISIS. You know, and they've got these phony B-roll films of these guys walking around with flags in the middle of a desert, and that's supposed to tell us that's ISIS. But yet we get no footage from it. I mean, and people need to be asking the question. But ISIS is not my issue. What does it mean, and how do they rig currency markets? We need to know that.
Well, you have intervention into these markets by the central banks. You have intervention into these markets by the major banks, and they want to continue to support the dollar and keep it very strong. And we've got the currencies of the world all under pressure. And as you know, China's accumulated a tremendous amount of gold. I think they're holding certainly far more gold than anyone would want to believe. But we're going to, at some point, I think, finally know how much gold China is currently holding. And I think when that announcement is made, it's going to shock the markets. And I think we're going to see a lot of problems in the rest of the world currencies as well.
But how do they rig markets? I don't know. I'm not getting the answer I guess I want. Is how do these banks rig a market, and why aren't they sitting in jail for the rest of their natural lives for what they've done?
Well, if I had the answer to that choice, I'd tell you.
So the rigging is done, but nobody knows how it's done. It's just done. And we're supposed to accept that then. I mean, just like the rigging of gold. Obviously, I know we were talking, or you had on your information sheet here, you know, the question, how has the long and painful bear market in gold ended? It's been like doing nothing for the longest period of time. Who is controlling that? How do they control it? And what do you think the future of gold and commodities are?
Well, first of all, I think the long, painful bear market in gold and the precious metals is finally over. I think what we're seeing now is the early stages, Joyce, quite frankly, of a resumption of the precious metal bull market. But I think if you go back and you look at the high, which, as you know, when gold was made September 6, 2011 at $1,923 an ounce, so far, year-to-date, we've had the high in gold around 1307 and the year-to-date low around 1142. But more importantly, Joyce, we've got the current 300-day moving average price of gold right around 1247. We do have some resistance initially between 1240 and 1280, but I think, quite frankly, the 1140 bottom in gold is going to be, as it turns out, the final low before we go significantly higher.
Who has a vested interest in controlling the price of gold? Who wants it to stay low as opposed to going where it should be based on inflation?
Well, I think the central banks of the world, quite frankly, you know, want to suppress it, and we're told that it's a relic and it no longer has any certain value monetarily. But if you go back and you look at the long history of gold, you know, gold has stood certainly the test of time, and I think it'll continue to do so. Ironically, even at this point, the public on balance, as I'm sure you'll agree, still owns very little gold. So I think the bull market will resume. I think it's alive and well, and I think we'll very easily surpass the old highs. But quite frankly, I think on a percentage basis, Joy, silver is going to outperform gold as we move forward.
So then are you recommending to your people that they invest in silver now as opposed to gold, or both?
Well, I think you want to own a combination of both, but I think on a percentage basis as we move forward, silver from this point forward will outperform gold. Yes, I do.
Okay, give us an idea. I know everybody hates to do predictions, but give us an idea. A lot of people are saying that gold by the end of 2015 will start skyrocketing. Silver may also. What are your sort of predictions at this point?
Well, you know, typically commodity bulls, and you and I have talked about this before, last between 18 and 20 years. And I think this commodity bull here on a percentage basis at best may only be half complete. So I'm going on the record as I always do, and I'm going to state that I think the largest gains in this commodity bull market, certainly including gold and silver, are still ahead of us. I know a lot of people think the biggest gains in the commodity bull are now behind us, but I disagree with that. But I think when you look at the periods when we've had the highest inflation, you know, after World War II, you got to go back, Joyce, 1946, 1974, 1975, 1979, 1980, and also again in 2012. So I think gold here at this point is very attractive. I think the equity markets are making a historic once-in-a-lifetime top. And I think we've got one extreme in one market and certainly one in another.
Okay, then let me ask you more pointedly then, when do you think we'll reach that $1,900 level again, and perhaps the highest level that silver was at? What, was it 49-something?
49.45 was the old high, Joyce, but I think when we start to move back up, we'll go through that very easily. But to answer your question, I think we take out the old highs in gold within about a year.
About a year, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, we are hearing constantly that we might be headed for a recession. I don't know what they consider a recession, but seems like we have, well, let's ask Joseph Meyer what he thinks after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is George Riley and Joseph Meyer. We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. You know, you heard the commercial for Numana Storable Foods. That's because we believe in Numana because they have no GMO items in it. They don't have junk in it. They have really good food. And this is for a survival situation, storable situation, or just a situation where you don't feel like fixing dinner at night. And we have some samples that are going to be available to you, and we'll put one in your box if you purchase more than $100 or more. And if you want one, you need to tell us if you want one. The three possible ones, and you'll get one whichever we have, is pasta primavera, pineapple habanero chili, and enchilada beans and rice. Oh, my gosh, they are so good. Anyway, they come in a little packet, and you will love it. So please take advantage of getting that when you purchase $100 or more. We're talking to Joseph Meyer today, straightmoneyanalysis.com. He does a quarterly newsletter. You can find out about it at straightmoneyanalysis.com. You know, recession and inflation, we hear about it all the time. And, of course, Fox Business News tries to tell us what we're supposed to believe is going on. What is happening? Are we in a recession? Are we? Well, we know about the inflation. But what is the status of this country now? Ron Paul is now doing amazing commercials on RonPaulMessage6.com of telling everybody things are about to come to a screeching halt. What are your thoughts on this dire prediction that Ron Paul is making now, Joseph?
Well, I couldn't agree with Ron Paul more, but I think when we talk about the recession, I don't think, quite honestly, we ever came out of the last one, Joyce.
Yeah. Right.
I think when you talk about the economic recovery, and I'll classify it as purported economic recovery, it's been the weakest economic recovery, as I said many times, since the ending of the Civil War in 1865. I think when you take a look at the previous 47 recessions we've had in the United States since 1790, you've got the average duration from 1854 to 1919, it was about 22 months. Average duration from 1919 to 1945 was about 18 months, and the average duration from 1945 to 2001 was about 10 months. But as you know, Joyce, the two previous longest recessions were 72-3 and then again 81-82. Both lasted around 16 months. But when you talk about this recession here, which began in 2008, quite frankly, I don't think it ever ended, Joyce. It really didn't.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the housing market, because
sure.
Have we seen the bottom of this market, or is it going to get worse?
I don't believe we've seen the bottom. I think at some point, and I'm sure you'll agree, we're going to see higher interest rates. Again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And I think when you take a look at housing and you take a look at certainly the affordability of it for the average American, these houses are still too high. You know, I've said many times you can continue to rent for half the cost of owning. I think when we start to see interest rates and mortgage rates start to move back up, we're going to get the final flush in the housing industry to the downside, and that may be a very good chance and opportunity to step up and finally own a home, Joyce.
Interesting. Well, when we look at the foreign markets now, and today the Dow is about 4 in the red prior to opening in the futures market, but you look at the DAX, the German DAX, the Hang Seng, Nikkei, the CAC. I mean, these markets are, it appears to me to be hugely inflated.
Absolutely.
What's going to happen now when, I mean, what will cause these markets to start collapsing at the inflated rate that they're at? What do you think will be the thing that will tip them over?
Loss of confidence, and I think we're well on our way to accomplishing that. But, you know, I want to share quickly something with you I know you're going to enjoy. I did a quick analysis comparing the markets going all the way back to March 2009 versus where they are today, and I did a comparison on the Dow, the NASDAQ, gold, silver, and oil. If we go back to March 2009, Joyce, as you know, we had the Dow at 6470. We now have it at 18272. The S&P 500 was 6470. It's now 2122. The NASDAQ was 1265. It's now 5048. But more importantly, gold prices going back March 2009, we had gold at 922. It's now 1225. Silver was $13. It's now $17.50. Oil was $42 a barrel. It's now approximately $60 a barrel. So just going back 6 years, you can see dramatically how much has really changed when we talk about certainly the equity markets and we talk about the commodities of gold and silver. But I think the key word, and I'll say it again, is when we lose confidence in these markets that start down, I hope you got a plan.
All right, when we come back from this break, I want to know then if it's going to be loss of confidence that causes the markets to start going south, what will create the loss of confidence? Will it be an event or whatever? We'll talk to Joseph Meyer about that after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Riley.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We remind you that the spices are on sale at the Power Mall. Things like bay leaves, black pepper, cayenne pepper, celery seed, cinnamon, cilantro, dill, Italian, onion granules, rosemary, taco, thyme. There's so many we have at the Power Mall. They're all on special. They're all organic. And they're in one-pound bags. So much cheaper, ladies and gentlemen, than purchasing those little tiny glass bottles at the grocery store. Also, Miracle 2 is 20% off. We want you to take advantage of getting your Miracle 2. And if you buy the 3-in-1, which means it's concentrated, 3-to-1, you will save plenty of money just on shipping alone and the 1-gallon bottles. So instead of shipping you 3-gallon bottles, shipping you one. And besides that, we have free shipping over $500. Anybody purchases over $500, free shipping. We normally do it over $1,000, so it's free shipping over $500. And anything up to $500 is $10 per order. And get your Gary Null whole food products. The powder is amazing. I'm telling you, this weekend I had the red stuff, green stuff, and purple stuff. That's the name of it. All in one glass, and it was delicious. And then if you add the muscle stuff or the protein powder to it, you've got a full meal right there. You've got, you know, that can last you for a long time because it is very, very filling. The book Healing Spices by Dr. Bhagirat Agarwal from MD Anderson Cancer Center on how to heal with spices versus chemotherapy, amazing book. And Topperson is still on sale. And the Pure Silica will be on sale this week also. And we're going to have Matthew Yankee on the show. Okay, let's get back to the issue at hand. Oh, the phone number, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Our guest is Mr. Joseph Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com. We're talking about what is going to bring about the decrease in the markets, or the crashing, as some people think, in the markets. What does that mean? Well, he says it means that it'll become a lack of confidence. What events or situations might create that lack of confidence, Mr. Meyer?
I think three things, Joyce. I think rising oil prices, rising gold and silver prices, and rising interest rates. I want to touch quickly on something, again, I think you'll find very interesting. Oil 42 days ago was trading on March 17, 2015 at $42.43 a barrel. It has now since rallied 41% to close on Friday, May 15, 2015 at $59.96 a barrel. If this current rate of advance continues, we could see oil trade to $100 a barrel by July 31st, 2015. Eventually, and I've said this over the years, I still believe we're going to see at some point $200 a barrel oil, Joyce. These are the things I think that are ahead of us. Few people want to acknowledge.
My goodness. All right, let me go back to the issue. You said that one of the things that there might create the lack of confidence in the markets would be the rise in gold prices. Okay,
right.
Explain the mechanics of that. What does the rise in gold prices have to do with the decrease in the Dow or the NASDAQ or S&P?
Well, I think when you talk about certainly the dollar, and as you know, it's the most liquid currency currently in the world, and any time we see rising precious metal prices, it's a loss of confidence certainly in the dollar and the continuation of it at some point remaining a world reserve currency. But, you know, I want to touch quickly on China because I think it's important. They have not announced their gold reserves now in 7 years, and the last time they announced them, Joyce, they reported about 3,100 tons. As you know, the U.S. Has, if we can believe it, about 8,300 tons of gold. But I think China, over the last several years, has accumulated probably between 20 and 25,000 tons of gold. If I am right, and I have reasons to believe that I am, if they're holding anywhere near that amount of gold, they could be realistically holding three times the gold reserves of Fort Knox and the Fed. And I think if they do announce these gold reserves in anywhere near the estimates that I believe they are, it's going to be a massive shock to the market, and I think we're going to see finally the loss of confidence, and not only in the stock and bond markets, but I think a loss of confidence in the dollar itself. That's what I think is ahead of us.
And when might you think this might realistically happen here in the United States?
Well, again, if we go back and we look at history, and I know you know this fact, the largest corrections in the equity markets have taken place in 2 months, May and October. So I think we're going to get through probably the month of May, but I'm not so sure we get through the month of October, Joyce.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I want to open up the phone line so that if anyone would like to talk with you, give us a phone call. The phone number is 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment for Joseph Meyer, 855-995-6923. So when we're talking about investing in the stock market, I know you listed or you know what the best and worst months are to invest in stocks. And why is that? When is it and why is it?
Well, to answer your question, the best and worst months in the stock market are due to seasonality, and the best months, honestly, are January, March, April, July, November, and December. And the worst months historically have been the months of February, May, June, September, August, and October.
Interesting. Interesting. And are people now recognizing that they need to get out of the market? Is this being manipulated so much that it does not show what's happening to all of the retirement plans, the 401ks that people are cashing in? I mean, are we getting a realistic view of what the market is?
I don't think we are. You know, my three immediate main concerns, and we've spoken about this in previous shows, was the extreme overvaluation of the market. The market is widely overextended. It's not had a correction now in about 44 months. We've not had a correction almost as long as previous bull markets. And I think when we finally do get the correction, and we've got a rampantly euphoric environment which continues, I think this market's going to go down a lot faster than it went up, Joyce, and a lot of people are going to be wondering what happened. This is a time to take money off the table and raise cash and get very, very defensive. I think the upside is very limited, and I think the downside, frankly, is very, very great. No one wants to acknowledge that fact.
What about the unfunded liabilities issue?
Oh. Well, that's another can of worms that, you know, most people don't want to believe. These unfunded liabilities are ridiculous. They continue to grow, and I think at some point we may even see a threat to Social Security itself. You know, going back when Social Security was formed in the 1930s, we had seven people paying in for everyone drawing down benefits. We now have only three people paying in for everyone drawing down benefits. Pretty soon it's only going to be two paying in, you and I.
Oh, wow. All right, let me go to some callers here, and then I'm going to get back to the issue of the resistance levels in gold that we can talk about later. But let me go to, I think it's Dustin in Michigan. Is that right, Trevor?
Morning, yes. Joyce. Long time
morning.
Listener. I've never called in yet, but...
Really?
Subject, yeah, I've listened for years, but...
Wow, about time, about time. What is it that sparked your interest today with Joseph Meyer?
Well, it's the whole thing about the chasing the gold and chasing the dollar thing. I don't trust in the gold market or, trading gold and doing all that kind of stuff. It's a good conductor, but I think it's time we moved on from controllable stuff like gold and things like that to have our monetary system. You know, it's not a good thing for long term for people because it's so volatile and it's controlled by the globalist banksters.
So what do you recommend then if we're not going to use the volatile gold and silver commodities market? Where do we go?
Well, like what I've got here at my house, I've got 5 acres. I grow all my own food. That kind of stuff. I think we're going back to an agrarian society. I really do. I don't see where this is going to be good for long term. We've got these Agenda 21 folks who are the same ones that are controlling the gold. I don't trust it. I don't trust any of it.
Excellent point. Let me go to Mr. Meyer. Your thoughts, Mr. Meyer, should we be digging in and getting property and growing our own food?
Well, you know, I think you've got to look at the monetary system. You've got to look at, frankly, Joyce, what Russia, China, and India are doing, and they're accumulating gold and they're accumulating silver very heavily. At some point, we're going to see, once again, a gold-backed reserve currency. As you know, we were on the gold standard for just 27 years, but we've been off it already 44. It's not a question of seeing a reserve currency backed by gold. It's a question of who does it first. And I have to continue to believe it'll be the Chinese.
What is happening to the BRICS Bank? Has it already, and we know that it was endowed. I mean, they did their deposits in the bank. But has it, in fact, become an entity that is functioning?
Well, I think it's continued to function, but I think the biggest story is what we've recently seen with the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank. We continue to see new members join. In fact, we've even had members join that I never thought would. But But, you know, we've got members to the bank that are deep-pocketed. We've got the Chinese having funded it initially with about $500 billion. And I've got to believe at some point here the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank is going to threaten what we've seen with the World Bank. It's just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Brad in PA. Brad in PA, you're on the air with our guest today, James Joseph Meyer. Go ahead, please.
It's Fred in Philly.
Fred in Philly.
Well, you have the troy ounce of gold. It's a certain measure. And then you have a troy pound of gold, which is 12 troy ounces. Is there a troy ton of gold? And what does he mean by when he says so many tons of gold?
Okay. Your comment, Mr. Meyer.
Well, the central banks of the world accumulate gold by tonnage. And
what
we really don't know how much gold these various central banks are holding. In fact, we really don't even know, Joyce, how much gold we have. You know, the last time that the Fed gold reserves were audited was at the height of the Korean War in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have a lot less gold than we would want to believe. I don't think we certainly would have more, but you know, when you talk about gold and you talk about its value and you talk about its history and you talk about it being used as a reserve currency, I mean, it has a lot of evidence on its side that it stood the test of time.
Well, I agree with you. And I think most people, well, they at least like to have a little bit of it, gold and silver mixed. And I think that's probably a good idea, but it is somewhat static now and has been for quite a long time. Thank you very much, Fred, for your phone call.
Do you know that there were two mining companies during the height of the Depression that had fabulous gains? I did the research on it. I want to share it quickly with you, Joyce.
Okay.
1929, Homestake Mining was $65 a share. In 1933, it went to $373, a gain of 474%. Dome Mines was trading for $6 in 1929. By 1933, it was $30.50 a share, a 555% gain. Do you know that these companies paid a dividend, which in the case of Homestead Mining was $15 a share in the height of the Depression?
Hmm. Wow.
Wrap your mind around that one.
Wow. Yes. I mean, you know, that it just seems, though, and going back to where we began this conversation, the control of the markets, I want to know who has the power or the ability to control international markets. I mean, it's got to be just the IMF or the World Bank. Because
it's all of them. It's all of them, but somebody forgot to tell the Chinese, the Russians, and the Indians.
That's right.
They're doing their own thing irrespective, and they're going to continue to do it.
They are. And, you know, and let me just talk about China for a second, because we're hearing about these islands in the South China Sea, the artificial islands that have been created out of coral reefs. And China chose them and then started building these. And now the United States says, well, wait a minute, we want our share of those islands. And Fox News on Lou Dobbs the other night on Fox Business, this was the question that was asked. Should the United States attack Russia over the islands? I mean, I was like, what are you thinking, even raising that issue? Like, we need to be attacking another country. I mean, just should the United States attack China? I mean, I just see that everybody's choosing up sides right now with Russia and China going together, and it seems that the world international scene is a lot more volatile than we know it is.
You're absolutely right.
And we could be headed for World War III. Gloria in New York. Let's go to Gloria. Gloria, you're on the air with Joseph Meyer. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Joyce. Thank you.
Morning.
I always like when you have Mr. Meyer on. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Now, we were talking about earlier, you guys, about the fact that they're going to, you know, they got caught, and you have all this embezzling, and all the stock markets were rigged and everything. But and then you were asking, well, how is it that they get away with this? Well, right. Of course they're going to get away because there are so many bodies involved and a lot of little agencies. I mean, what are you going to do? There may be hundreds of people involved. So bottom line, what they'll do is they'll just levy a fine, you know, a little fine. Even though they stole millions and trillions, they'll levy a fine, maybe $1 million on each bank or whatever. And everything is swept under the rug. The media, I believe the media is the enemy. Now, you have all the wars in the Middle East. Your guest, he mentioned that's how all these wars are continuing, and the Middle East is totally lost. Well, yeah, because, and also, well, you notice, Israel is doing just fine. I think a lot of this money that's going over there is being controlled by the Israeli government, not the people, the government. And because they probably want the whole area safe for themselves. Anyway, it just breaks my heart. And this is what's going to happen is nothing is going to happen with these banksters and everything. They'll just get a little fine, and the media is the enemy. Does your guest agree?
Mm-hmm. Let's see if he agrees. I kind of think I know where he's going, but, I mean, back to Iceland. I think we need to go to Iceland and handle the bankers the way they're doing it there. But go ahead, Mr. Meyer.
Well, you know, Iceland stepped up to the plate, and they did what was necessary, and they've turned around their economy, and they continue to prosper and do well in this environment. I know a lot of people at the time thought they were crazy, but I think when you look at, you know, how far they've come over a number of years, they certainly did the right thing. I want to share something with you that I've written in the newsletter, and I think it's very relevant. When we talk about silver, because I know we spoke about that earlier in the show, and I'll reiterate again, I think silver will outperform gold, and I'm going to give you the reasons why.
Okay, well, we got to wait till this one, until this 3-minute break coming up, and then we'll come out and come back and address that issue. After this 3-minute break, our guest today, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. In the next hour, former Virginia Deputy Homeland Security Advisor and cyber expert, will be joining us, Major General Robert Newman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3-minute break.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 54 minutes after the hour. We got some phone calls here, and we're talking with Joseph Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. You were going to bring up the issue of gold and silver, and also I wanted you to talk about the resistance levels, if you don't mind, please, Mr. Meyer.
All right, Joyce. What I wanted to say is if you go back to the 1970s precious metal bull market, which I was part of as a young broker on Wall Street, we had gold go from 35 to 200 and then correct very violently back down to 103. It then multiplied by 8 and went to 850. If we look at what has happened here, as you know, we had the bull market in gold start at 255 and we went to 1930, and we've corrected back down to 1140, which again, I reiterate, I think is going to be the turning point in the bottom. If we go up 8 times from this low, just like we did in the 1970s, we get gold possibly reaching 9220.
Okay, now, okay, say that again, because I don't understand what you're saying, 9220.
If we see a multiple off this reactionary low comparable and similar to what we had witnessed in the 1970 bull market in the metals, we got the potential to go up 8 times. So you take 1140 and you multiply by 8 and you get 9120.
Oh, I see. That's huge.
But more importantly, if we talk about silver, because I know this is key, if we go back to the lows we saw in 1999 and we retested it again in 2001 at $4.01 per ounce, the first high off that low occurred at 850, which was approximately 2 times the previous low. More interestingly, the second high price was 2144, which was approximately 4 times the previous low of 545. The third high was 4952, which was approximately 6 times the previous low of 840. You getting the pattern?
Mm-hmm.
The fourth low has been approximately so far limited to the $15 per ounce level. If we witness the next progression in price multiples, we could see silver trade at a price level of 8 times $15 or $120 an ounce. That's my next price peak target in silver, Joyce, 120.
Whoa. Well, I think
the first
a lot of people...
was 2468. It's a pattern, and I think it's going to hold true on the next advance. That's how undervalued silver is.
A lot of people would like to think that's true, and a lot of people would like to believe in that for sure. We've got a caller here. I forgot who it is. Help me out, Trevor. Walt in Michigan. Walt, you're on the air with Joseph Meyer. Go ahead, please, Walt.
Mr. Meyer, I'd like to ask you about two questions in a row.
Okay. Quickly.
What medium of exchange are people using to purchase the gold? That's the first question. And the second question is, the productivity of every nation determines how much wealth it has. They moved all the jobs out of the United States to China. How can you account for a balanced perspective in purchasing gold and silver when all of our wealth is being moved overseas to foreign countries? How can
you're making way too much sense. Walt, you're making way too much sense. Mr. Meyer?
Well, to answer the first question, the dollar continues to be the only reserve currency of the world, and it will probably continue for the foreseeable future, but I think the day of the dollar certainly is in its twilight. I think when you talk about the jobs, offshoring, you know, it's been massive. We've lost our manufacturing base, and unfortunately, it's going to continue. But at some point, we're going to get back to a gold-backed currency, and it's going to change the way we do business for all of us all over the world. You've got to own gold and silver. You know, everybody's situation is different, but you've got to own your coin, you've got to own your bullion, and I think you've got to own the mining shares, which are extraordinarily undervalued.
We've got to go to this break.
China, India, and Russia are doing. The only thing we can do is be...
Okay, we got a 1 minute.